My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. We will be waiting for you here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Velocity Child, and this is Fallen Woman.
Woman.
Yes, we're in the late night hour. This is the fun part. I am here with Victor Devon.
Hello.
Femme Appeal.
Hi.
Cher Noble. So what were you guys just talking about?
Coffee.
It was literally a story about how much they spend on coffee every day. It was
how we absolutely need it.
It was too real.
You guys are caffeine fiends, eh?
Yeah.
I can even have it.
I'm one of those disturbing decaf people.
I'm a tea person. I like caffeine, but I don't.
Tea is for when you're sick.
I have decaf Earl Grey.
I do love a good tea, but it doesn't.
No, but see, I'll even do like caffeine pills. Like I'll even do like the Vivarin or something like that.
No-dos.
Yeah.
Do they still make no-dos?
They do. Yeah.
What?
I'm not sure that the ingredients are the same as they were in the 70s.
Now it's better. No, okay.
Because yeah, I know when they were first come out, they were really rough.
Okay.
Dude. Oh my God, I used to stay up all night studying on that.
That
shit
was
at
that
Denny's.
Was like, that was a Saved by the Bell episode.
Yes,
I did. Yeah, that was
so
me.
Excited.
1990, American Academy of Dramatic Arts, living in Pasadena, alone for the first time. 24-hour Denny's, sitting there doing all of my psychotic homework.
See, at least you were
flying on
no-dos
and drinking coffee at the same time.
Yeah, see, I'll do.
I'll do upper and a coffee.
I could never do that to anyone.
I'll do caffeine and a glass of tea. I started doing that when I got my office job, because I got into the habit, because I had office mates who used caffeine pills. But
what about Red Bull? Isn't that like the modern day no-dos?
Isn't coffee safer?
Probably.
What?
But I don't like the taste
pills?
Of it. I don't like the taste of it. I like the smell of coffee, but I don't like the taste of coffee.
Oh, really? Mm. You don't like bitter?
I don't. I mean, I like savory, and I
that's
like...
That's different than bitter, though.
Yeah.
Put
and I
butter
like,
in it.
That's so
put a
good
pat of butter.
It's so
what?
Yeah, I
yes.
thought that was a joke. And then,
no,
you know,
really.
I was like, oh, yeah,
no,
do
see,
it.
I'm not. I'm
it
really. I'm
like
not
a
even
a.
I totally think you guys are fucking with me.
So good.
No, there's some like science behind it.
I mean, I do a buttered rum, but
you get dairy.
Prevents it
and
from like
salt.
Being too acidic in your stomach,
yes.
So you don't get that nasty like gut rot feeling.
Oh shit.
You don't have explosive diarrhea if you just add a pat of butter.
Wow.
To every meal.
To everything.
It's like that was the Femme Appeal, the more you know.
Yes.
Oh my God. And what's your favorite coffee, Femme Appeal?
Oh my God. I'm loving on this Trader Joe's Sumatra action right now.
Mm.
It just smells like nature and the jungle.
It's African-based coffee, yes.
You're gonna like taste the parrot.
Like it's got notes, I feel like berries, citrus, a little bit of cinnamon.
Mm.
Do you ever add turmeric to your coffee?
I don't know what to do with turmeric.
Delightful.
Turmeric
put it on everything.
Scares me.
Except for oatmeal. Put
it
on everything.
It tastes all weird and bitter, right?
Turmeric. Yeah, but you don't put a whole bunch in it.
What does it do to the flavor?
And
that's...
it turns your food a nice, like, saffron yellow.
Okay, all right. So it's like a bitter saffron.
It is.
I know it's like the craze health.
But it's
now.
Also really good if you have any kind of muscle aches or joint pain. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you got really serious all of a sudden.
Grandma knows.
Ladies
well,
and gentlemen, if you could see Femme Appeal's muscles and joints,
yeah.
You would understand she is the perfect poster child right now for turmeric. He totally is. Oh my God. So anyone want to share anything about, I'll just throw out a few topics. Someone just grab one and run with it. Here's a few topics. To drink or not to drink. Politics on stage. art theft, stealing performances, I'll skip that one, personal grooming, and what was this one we wrote down here? Alternative country, doing coke and loving God. I think, where did that come from?
I'm not sure.
Whoa, the off-camera conversation.
I'll talk about stealing acts because I have a really funny story.
Let's get into that.
So a lot of performers do have a story where they like see someone perform later, they're like, but wait, that's my act. But I have one where, okay, so I did this party called Mirror Mirror Cher Noble, where everyone came dressed as their favorite Cher Noble.
Oh my God, and I would totally do Oscar the Grouch, because that's how I met you.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Everyone did really well. They all looked great, obviously. But then for my performance at the end of the night, I did Nobody Does It Better.
Okay.
And
nobody does.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is genius. I'm singing to myself, but also to these other people. But then, like, a month or two later, we did another one for another drag queen, and she performed the exact same song, but she was not at mine. So there's no way for her to know what I did. It's just totally circumstantial.
Just
she did the exact same song. Right, right.
You just happen to dip into the same piece of the collective unconscious.
Right.
You both want to be just bitchy enough.
Right, exactly. But then, a few months later, I did I think it was like Jack Off Jill song or something.
I missed them. They were so good.
They were.
Dresden Dolls. It was okay. Dresden Dolls.
Which
girl
one?
Anachronism.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm gonna pull this old shit out from high school and do this. And then like a month later, I saw that same drag queen do that number at a different party. And again, she was not there. She did not see me do it. She just randomly did the exact same thing twice.
A little
Were they around your age?
Yeah. And
they
same age, same circles and everything. I have very few videos of me.
You're
in drag.
Like one of the most original performers.
I have a million pictures.
I've never seen many videos.
So was your girl anachronism and their girl anachronism very similar in the way that
We perform pretty similarly anyway, so I mean
the first time I ever saw it.
It's not like a burlesque thing. I didn't get an act stolen.
Okay.
It was drag. It was just lip syncing on a stage.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like you did the same props were happening.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I get it now.
First act I ever saw, it was at Badass for last at Cow. And
yes.
You did
Mermaid.
I saw a scientific like act.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I saw you do Doll Dagga Buzz Buzz in the same show that I was in. And I did not realize you were the same person. I figured there must be two performers who had the same name.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to see that.
And I was like, oh, there are just two Chernobyls in New York City. How weird. Because I had no idea you were the same person.
And I saw your mermaid
one. Which
one? It's the
Chernobyl black. Is quite the change.
Your, you had, like, chains on top.
The mermaid?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a cow.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I saw you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was for the fetish show, and you were like the latex mermaid,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Wait, no.
You were definitely a mermaid. You were on
mermaid,
the ground with...
It wasn't the fetish show, though?
No, that was, damn it.
It wasn't the drag one. It wasn't the fetish one. It wasn't the Marilyn Monroe one.
I was
the
in
one
it.
Called on the radio...
Oh!
What's her name?
Donna Summer.
Oh! Which song was it that for?
I did
a whole one I never heard before.
Because I did
on
the
I
want to
be in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that was for.
I had never heard the song before, but I was like looking through all of her songs, so I was like, I could make something out of that.
Was it Heaven Knows?
That's a good
one.
Honestly, I don't even know if I would remember if I heard it. Something
it's
about the water
crazy.
Going back into the ocean or something, maybe. I really have no idea. I really threw that act together.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what you're talking about now, exactly. It was a really super fucking rare Donna Summer song, like, off her very, very, very...
It was like the folk album.
It might have
was
been
she
off
in
of,
that
like,
band?
Soundtrack, I think.
Was she in
like,
that
was,
band?
Oh, was it
the psychedelic band?
She was in the Village People movie.
Oh.
What the hell was it called? Like, not Thank God It's Friday. It was something similar to that, though.
I think it was Thank God It's Friday.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
It's the album where Last Dance is from.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Something People?
Sunset People.
Yeah, was it Sunset People?
I love that song, but I don't think that was it.
Doing it right.
I would have remembered this.
Sunset People. Night after night.
I'm getting
just
to the
so the audience knows,
now.
We did not actually press play on a Donna Summer song. Best Femme Appeal reenacting a Donna Summer song, just in case. So, no one sue.
She does not own the rights to these songs.
That is on every drag I put my face on
there
Facebook Live. They always say,
yeah,
I don't own the music to this.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That
that's
we knew.
Yeah.
Damn it, is the Donna Summer show, but I've neglected to write what song it is. That's going to kill me. I think
you
I know
do
what
transform.
It is.
You don't
rare...
I mean, I can hear it in your voice because I've spoken to you backstage.
Right.
But you do look... I mean, I know you also... He's also bearded.
Oh, there's Donna Summer on the radio.
Yeah. I've always wanted... Like, my drag has always been so many different
such
people.
A good photo.
I'm a pilot.
That's so good.
I know.
I recently got into a mini fight with my boyfriend because he was like, you should make your drag... this and was trying to say like his ideal version of my drag, like something I've worn a couple times and he really liked, like a silhouette or whatever. And I was like, yeah, but I don't do that. I do theme shows where I have to dress for a part and I can't always tie that part into one look.
Well, when we
like,
did
I do so many different things.
We did straight acting. And you did another Bond song. It's so funny you mentioned Nobody Does It Better. You did For Your Eyes Only.
Oh, nice.
I've done a few Bond songs.
Oh.
I kind of hate music. That's a really weird thing.
What?
I kind of hate music.
So you don't listen to music just recreationally?
Not really. I mean, I have the James Bond soundtrack that I've had
which is
for
amazing.
5 years or whatever, and occasionally I'll pull a song from that. I pull songs that I listened to in like high school or college, but like a lot of people I know find new music constantly,
yeah.
And they're like building lists and identifying with songs and that.
Like you would never say, I have a Spotify subscription, because why would you bother?
No, I listen to... Like, there's one DJ on SoundCloud that I'm in love with, Tattoo V. I don't think he's even posted a new mix in 3 years. I still listen to his stuff. I really like Klaus Nomi.
Okay.
I like weird shit that, like, nobody cares about. Not in, like, a hipster nobody cares about way, but, like...
Like, the hipsters aren't, like, ready for Klaus Nomi.
No, they're not.
They're really not.
I like very few things, but I like them a lot.
What did you grow up listening to anybody? Like, did you have, as a gay man, did you have a diva?
Him.
What was it?
Him.
Klaus?
No, the Finnish
from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, him!
Him also.
Oh, I thought you meant him from the
him.
Powerpuff Girls.
I know
him. Satan.
As a,
no,
but
he's
as
in the tutu and the
fly
boots.
As a gay, I really loved
the lobster hands.
Well, I love Marilyn Manson, too. That's a really... That's an easy...
What
he
era
is him from the Powerpuff Girls.
Anything from Dope Show to new shit.
You didn't like Antichrist Superstar.
It's funny, because...
That was a little bit before my time, I think.
I didn't like it. I heard The Beautiful People when the 1 year I went to summer camp. When my mom decided that I wanted to go to summer camp, which is actually not part of reality, but she decided that I wanted to, so I went to summer camp and I was terribly ill prepared, socially and also physically. Like I didn't like have like the sleeping bag situation. I wasn't ready to be in summer camp. And the two songs that the bad kids, quote unquote, in my not lodge, whatever you call
cabin.
It. Cabin. Yes, thank you. They listened to White Zombies, More Human Than Human,
okay.
Because the girl orgasms in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Beautiful People. And Beautiful People scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I was at 11, 12 years old, I was not ready for it.
Yeah.
What's funny is the second Dope Show came out, I was fucking ready.
It was a big homage to David Bowie.
I know, and
yeah,
for some reason,
yeah.
That, like, Dope Show, I Don't Like the Drugs, Rock Is Dead, like, that whole era.
That tit suit?
The whole
yeah.
thing.
Oh, I loved it.
And that, what's so funny, because that also came out, like, the same year, like, Ray of Light did by Madonna, and so there was, like, this sort of, like, electronica, like, keyboards.
And Tori Amos's album came out the same year as Ray of Light.
Choir
like,
Girl.
Liquid Diamonds.
Yes, Choir Girl. They were, it was, like, the keyboard was alive.
Yes, Choir Girl.
And,
right,
yeah.
And
time.
Ray of Light was Madonna's first child, and Choir Girl Hotel was Tori Amos's
miscarriage. Yeah.
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 Same year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big deal. Because also.
The Light in the Dark.
And it was
once.
It was Madonna's first foray since Evita,
mm-hmm.
which was like this big, like, I'm proving myself moment.
I loved her in Evita.
I did too. And I like Patti LuPone.
I've
but Patti LuPone
seen
doesn't
Evita.
Like it.
No, she doesn't. She
well,
does not. She's very vocal about
very
we're not
that's
like
the next
it.
Movie we're watching.
You know what it is? It's a very successful film adaptation. Not a lot of movies, when they make versions of them, do it, I think, properly. And Evita's not a perfect film, but
mm-hmm.
it makes the choices that it makes in you. It's a good film,
yeah.
as it makes.
Antonio Banderas was suitable, but I still feel like vocally, acting, dance-wise, Madonna was kind of doing circles around him.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like he was lacking. Che Guevara is such a crucial role in that story.
Well, you know, she wanted Antonio, but she originally wanted Jeremy Irons as Perón, and that would have probably been interesting.
I didn't mind the guy from Perón. He's the dude that was
Jonathan Pryce.
Yeah, he
was good.
No,
he was very good.
He was the star of the movie Brazil.
Yes.
And he's from Butterfly.
Too.
Yes.
From a bunch of things. And was he in Game of Thrones? I think he was in Game of Thrones recently.
Okay.
But,
he's got chops.
And Antonio Banderas is hot. I adore the guy, but I didn't think he was right for the part at all.
I think at least he played it like he was. Like, I don't think he let slip that he wasn't quite right for it. I think he played it right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every once in a while, I'll see, like, when Les Miserables came out, I saw it on Christmas Day.
The movie or
the film?
The
film.
Okay.
I mean, I saw it on Broadway too, but in the 90s. But I saw it on opening day, and I saw it with my sister, and I wept. By the time Valjean was ready to make amends,
yes.
I was a mess, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get through Fantine. And then I tried it again, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it as much.
Mm.
I did the same thing with Rent, and and then I did a bunch with other films. And I, for some reason, though, there's a few movies, and I know not a lot of people love it, but Nine, I really love. I think it's a genius film. That's more yes.
I loved Fergie in that so much.
So good. But, and she got a lot of the response for it, but the whole film, I think, is really, like, Marion Cotillard.
Oh, her number at the end blew my tiny mind.
So good, and everyone's really good in it.
Take It All,
is
that the name of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That I hold on to. I really like Evita. I like Chicago, but it's funny is that I saw it so much, I don't know if I'm ready to go back to it yet. But it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I haven't watched Chicago in years now.
There's
also
a lot
like
of
every day in high school,
I think. Yeah, so I remember like I saw it a bunch of times in theaters, and then when the DVD came out, I watched it a bunch.
But we're gonna talk about movies and musicals. I was all over Meryl Streep and Into the Woods.
I was very happy with that.
I was
loved
happy
her finale.
With Into the Woods.
I didn't love every choice that the film made.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I thought Rapunzel. Sorry, spoiler alert. I thought Rapunzel should have died. Because
mm-hmm.
I think that's an important arc
yeah.
for the character.
Right.
But I thought She was great. I thought Meryl was great. I really like Anna Kendrick in it.
Uh-huh.
Who was Anna Kendrick?
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Oh, okay. Well, I loved Red Riding Hood. And as Johnny Depp as the wolf, too.
I like Johnny Depp. I just thought Johnny Depp was sort of playing Johnny Depp.
No, but that character as the wolf.
He didn't really used to, but he definitely is now.
But he really nailed the sleaze of the character.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
He's...
he might have nailed the outside of the film sleaze a little bit more now too. But he's a long way from Edward Scissorhands.
Right?
A long way from Edward
Scissorhands. Holy shit. Okay, so let's revisit Edward Scissorhands.
Right?
Still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It's timeless.
I saw House of Yes does this thing where they take a movie, mm-hmm. but they also do live action.
Oh, like Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
But it's also, they stop the music, then they do a little dance number. And the stuff they did with the final scenes, I was in tears at a burlesque show.
Because it
that's
was pretty,
rare.
Or because
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Don't get me wrong.
And the movie
is
wonderful.
For burlesque to make you cry.
Oh, I love to make you cry. I made Femme Peele cry.
Oh.
I made Femme Peele cry at Badass, actually.
I cried at the emotional rescue.
Wait, did I?
That show is
specifically
geared towards fucking everyone's head in the audience with tears.
That was good.
That was a lot.
Actually, I think
that
I
night.
Cried at your performance.
That was the night you did
Trayvon.
Yeah.
Which was such a departure for being a fan of Femme Appeal.
But
and
it was also
I was
in
late
line with
game,
her thing, though. It was very in line, though. With
right, right, right.
She
but
does
it
the
was,
androgyny thing, and she kept
but
it
was
very
so,
solitary.
It wasn't nerdlesque. It wasn't cosplay. It was so vulnerable.
And it wasn't funny.
It
my
wasn't
default
funny.
Is funny.
Right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be acceptable.
Or scary.
Right.
You kept it kind of funny.
I did?
You ate
sure,
those skills real good.
You sick sense of humor, girl.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love you.
Because I did not.
That's why I love you.
There was, I think there was an innocence about it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was definitely, like, an uncomfortable feeling.
And you know,
like waiting to be slapped.
Yeah. Because we know what's going to happen.
Because here's the thing, too. Darlinda helped me with that piece. And
yeah,
I just mean, I was talking to her about it. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this because this is the note and it's going to take a lot out of me. And I just want to go out there and dance. And she goes, so that's how you begin.
Yes.
And I went,
genius.
Oh my God. And she goes, so then when the shots happen, everyone stops.
Right.
And the Skittles fly.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there are so many people of color who have been killed by police violence or by situations in the last several years. Is there a reason that Trayvon Martin wasn't actually wanted to create?
Yeah, because when I
was
still...
emotional rescue, I know it's...
But I'd already done a photo shoot that was a response to Trayvon Martin a long time ago with someone, and I uncovered the picture... So when Velocity said, we're doing something a little different this month, we're doing emotional rescue, I was like, I know what I'm doing. Mm. I have my music, I know what I'm doing. And the song that I chose, Sia's Titanium,
yeah.
I thought about watching Luke Cage and the whole thing with the bulletproof hoodie. Mm. And how that became a statement in New York City. That became a thing. Like, you walked into Target and they had bullet holes in hoodies because that's what he wears in the show. And I thought, okay, I've got the song. Yep, Skittles. All I can do is not make a parody of this.
Yeah.
And it was so... Like, the minute I chose Brief Sweat, like, hey, you're the person who can do this for me. The only other person I would ask would be Pat of Tony, and he wasn't available. But Brief was like, sure, I'll do it. You want me to play somebody detestable? And I said, yes. And here's how you're doing it. And we did choreography. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, and just keep it real.
I hope I get to see you do that piece again.
When I was done, though, like, I remember being like, I'm going to go over there in a corner and just process what I just did. Because, and the other thing, I didn't want to make it funny in any way. It was a really powerful night. Like, everybody, one after the other, it was like, everyone did these things, and it was like, It was so true to them as artists, and it was a little bit of reveal of this is what you probably had to deal with. Like, nobody was playing at anything.
It was a very autobiographical.
Like, even me being Trayvon Martin, I wasn't playing at being a victim.
Too. Yeah,
right.
Oh, I went right after her. Oh my God.
I didn't even realize I put that.
But, like, I can identify with someone who thinks their life is about to be taken away because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Because, in the perceived wrong body.
Yeah. But, yeah, Stormy's piece. Jeez.
I've seen her do that at the box only. I've never seen her really get away with that anywhere else.
The only thing about that act, though...
Which one is hers?
The gun?
Yeah,
it's well. She's her chest is bound. She's a man in the beginning, and then you realize she's surrounded by all these beer bottles. Like she's been holed up somewhere for days, having a dark night of the soul, you know. And then the tension builds and builds and builds, and then you know she takes the gun and stuffs it inside her box and presses the trigger.
But oh my God, that mustache on her.
Yeah, I know. Stormy is sex on legs.
Whew. Seriously.
Yeah.
For any walk of life.
So yeah. Because you do the box, and I've been like, I've never seen a box show. I did an audition for the box. I helped somebody do an audition for a box, so I was in the space as like a lovely assistant, but. When you do an act that's probably, because I've seen the acts that you do that are very emotional or that are very serious or that are very visceral, do you have like a refractory time right after? Do you have time to have refractory time?
Well, I'll be honest, when it comes to the box, and I love working for them, so don't get me wrong, they have a certain type of theatrical style. They like to be shocking, but they also like to keep it a little light. And they don't like, at least, I've just noticed that if I do anything shocking or crazy, it has to be condensed. And it can't get too dark or emotional. And if it is, there has to be an element of showmanship to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be a balance. Most of the time, I have 9 different knife acts. The one that they particularly have been using for the last 8 to 9 years is the one I do to a song called Paloma Negra by Chavela Varga, which is from the movie Frida, Selma Hayek in it. It's the scene where she's chopping her hair off. It's that song. And it's done more like a showman piece. Usually, though, I find,
What about your live doll face one with the...
Oh, yeah, they don't know about that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You Are My Sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's my tribute to Barbie. It's a Barbie doll. It's the solo and the spotlight Barbie doll specifically. And it's done to You, My Sunshine.
Yeah.
It's basically a mashup of 2 things that were very prominent in my childhood that I clung to because I didn't have much to cling to. So I clung to Barbie dolls. And the only song I ever had sung to me as a child was You Are My Sunshine. And I happened to find the sluttiest, sexiest version of it. And I got wind of this whole fetish called masking that people do, where they, you know, they have these really official silicone masks that, and I gotta tell you, when you put that thing on, it like seals, like suctions to your face.
Well, they even make them like with breastplates.
No, no, a whole, full body, everything. Believe me, I couldn't afford the full body. That stuff's pricey. It was just 300 something for the mask alone. And that was a bargain. I got it off a Japanese website. Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, so that piece means a lot to me. But
do you need a refractory term? Because a lot of times at Badass, even, you're like last. So you're like right before curtain call. So there's no time to really even. Because
When you say refractory time, are you speaking of like aftercare?
I guess. Yeah, just like a minute to be like,
if I were to have crazy SM
sex, that's not me, and I'm back. Yeah.
Yeah, taking my hat off and not really.
You're just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just rip it off like a band-aid.
I think most of my refractor time is before I go on stage.
Okay.
And then once it's over, I'm like, whew, okay, so I'm glad that's over.
So you're prepared.
Well, we've talked about this before, how it's being on stage is almost like a split personality.
Yes.
Like, the person that gets on stage takes over, and then you walk off.
You feel like you're being possessed.
Right.
Yeah, but.
But every once in a while, like, you realize
you're
sharing.
Then for me, the possession begins just before I go on stage.
But when you leave, sometimes you're like, right, I'm sharing the same lungs, and I was not ready for that. Like, sometimes,
once in a while, I've had that. Once in a while, I've definitely had that. I have a piece I'm working on now that might be doing that to me. I'll be doing it at the Trump Dump at Coney Island, September 16th. I'm working on a Handmaid's Tale piece. It's going to be my. It's gonna be my 10th knife act. That's all I'm gonna say about it. But it's a hardcore Handmaid's Tale action.
All handmade, all the time.
There's a band from the early 70s called Suicide, and they have a song called Scream, and that's what I'm using for it. I might need some of that. What'd you call it?
Refractory. Yeah.
God, it's healthy. I wish I knew words like that. Refractor time. That's cool. I always think of aftercare.
No, same idea though.
Very similar though, yeah.
Yeah, just like that moment after. Because at like a bar show or like a club show, like there's nowhere to go. At least at Coney, like you can go into the backstage area, and while there might be other people there, you can like chill. But like at Rock Bar, I don't have that. And I'm usually going.
Well, when
right
you're producing,
after.
It's hard to have that too. It really is.
Yeah. You're harder on yourself.
Well, you're also the problem solver of the night. Mm-hmm. Like, you're filled. People are coming to you with lots of questions throughout the whole evening. And
it's a heavy.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Did I have
refractory time when you were producing too?
When I was drinking or when I was.
Both.
What was the difference between them?
Curious.
One, I didn't give a shit, and I don't remember a whole lot. Mm. Blackout, yeah. Did you get paid? Good, it was a good night.
Dude, I have never seen you drunk, and I keep hearing the tales, you know.
Well, it's been a while.
Occasionally, I won't mention names, like a mutual friend of ours or so will be like, you didn't know Femme Appeal when she was drinking? I was like, no. Girl, she was crazy. She was swinging off the chandeliers and shit. You don't even know. And I'm almost sad I missed it.
I was fun. I was super fun.
I heard. Yeah.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Next day may not have been so great.
No.
That's a day full of regret. And you want to call people and make sure you didn't make.
I didn't do any of that. I was
you
like,
didn't do
I'm
the
not.
Check in call the
no,
day after
they told me about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And if no one said
that's
anything,
worse.
Then I thought, I'm good. I didn't do anything.
It's better to. Do the proactive call.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
That's easier.
I'm going to call
people,
you
people
so you can yell
you
at
more.
Me.
No, but they'll forgive you more because at least you're
doing
something.
Did I do? Oh,
let me tell you what you
did. Oh, my God. Yeah, you have a lot of nerve calling me.
Yeah, yes. Oh, man. Yeah, that was one of the topics, to drink or not to drink. That is the question as a performer.
I just celebrated 8 years of no booze.
And congratulations on that. Hell yes, Femme Appeal.
Did you do that on your own?
That's discipline.
Or did you go through like AA?
Oh my God, AA. Can I
do it?
No disrespect to my comrades and people who AA is their shining light. But I had a huge problem with AA. And one of the things, it's very religious, it's very founded on God, and everything is God, 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 God. And I'm like, what if you're not into God? And they're like, well, you kind of have to be into God.
Are
to
you just
really
going to be drunk and die the rest of your life?
But like the worst part of it was not knowing what it was about and being like scared and raw and open, and then having somebody tell you, you're not doing AA right. Uh-uh. And I'm like, excuse me?
Unless you're going home and doing shots after, how are you doing AA wrong?
I am very proud of myself. I go to one meeting a week and I don't drink.
Yeah.
And they're like,
that sounds perfect.
Oh, no, 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 no. You need to go to 2 meetings every day.
Oh,
what?
Yes. You need a sponsor.
I think there's a spectrum. I think there's a spectrum.
So I found a way to work it the way I wanted to. And while I'm sitting there, I'm like, I wouldn't fuck you. I wouldn't fuck you. You. But you're not supposed to date. And you're not supposed to, like...
No, but that's like a game you play, like, on the subway when you're bored. That's not what you should be doing in AA.
I do what I want.
Favorite subway.
But, like, one time this lady pulled me aside and she was like, you're doing it wrong. And I went, you know...
So not her business.
So, let's say I'm somebody else, not the strong person that's standing before you, who hasn't had a drink and whatever... Mm-hmm. And you were to tell me I was doing something wrong, what do you think that person would do after being told yet again they're failing?
Go to drink.
Fuck you. You know? Seriously. Yeah. This is why this place is bullshit. You know? And then I go to AA, and here's another game I played. Hello, my name is blah blah, I'm alcoholic. I'm not really an alcoholic. You people are. I'm a social drinker, so yeah. But there are people who I have 10 days, I have a year. And then I'd see people who had 10 days 1 week and they had 0 days. And I'm like, what happens? And they're like, they had a relapse, they went out.
Is it called falling off the wagon?
I suppose. But for them, it's a relapse. Okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be real competitive in this shit. Like, this is my goal now.
Oh my
like,
God, no.
And so that's what I found all these ways to warp this thing. And I'm like, so eventually, once I was in a good spot, I stopped going.
Right. Now I'm just like imagining like FedExing them like small bottles of vodka. Like, but just like, so you could win the
but
next week.
Maybe sending someone a box of shit.
Yeah. But here's the other thing about AA. Their whole thing is, whatever you were doing, once you are trying to get better, you got to drop all that stuff. So they're like, give up your life, whatever it was, give up your friends, and find new environment. Can you imagine if I gave up burlesque? And my friends and my family. Yeah.
That's backwards.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, that's a super privileged way of thinking, that you have the ability to remove yourself from the house you live in, or the neighborhood you live in, or the job you live in.
Or the people you've made...
contact with.
So I was like, guess what, motherfuckers?
What if you go out with your coworkers every night? What if that's the trigger or whatever?
Right. But I bartended sober. Like, right. I still did burlesque. I did You know, it's
like,
so
like
funny.
Like dancing and cheers.
And like
exactly.
Four bumps of coke later, you were ready to go.
But you know, it's really funny. I had people like my dear friend Fifi, who thought what I was doing was temporary. Because people are so scared of losing you and themselves because they see you. They see themselves in you.
Well,
and
if you have a problem, then what does that say about
you? Right.
Yeah.
So she's like, you're 3 months, 4 months? How long are you've proven you're going to do it? Fifi, I don't know.
You are least judgy sober person I know.
Yeah.
I don't feel ever judged by you.
Good, you shouldn't. Because my whole thing is, the other thing is, I didn't find that path to sobriety on my own. Somebody had to go, hey, I think you might have a problem. And then I had to, in turn, accept and acknowledge that, yes, maybe I did have a problem. Because you can't bring someone to AA. You can't tell someone, hey, I'm taking you to rehab or whatever. I mean, I guess you can do that, but it doesn't work.
If you're not married to them.
If you're not ready, you know?
Unless you get them on that TV show.
It's true.
Intervention.
You missed out on your Dr. Drew moment.
Who?
You throw at celebrity rehab, yeah.
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Handsome
man with glasses.
I know.
Oh, well, of course.
I met Allison from Intervention.
Addicted to what?
I feel like I'm walking on sunshine.
Inhale it, yeah.
Yeah, I met her.
She
was the
PG Harvey.
Sweetest woman I have ever met, I think.
Where did you meet?
It was at a random party. I was like,
did she have a can with her?
No, she was sober at this point.
It actually worked. She was good.
Yeah, no, she did. She had a whole recovery.
It
was a long story.
She was great. Someone was like, you do know who that is, right? And I was like, no. And they were like, that's Allison.
That's
I was like, no, it's not. And like, yeah, it is. And so I kind of just like stayed near her for a while to like hear her and figure out if it was her or not. And I don't know, a little later in the night, I was, like, totally convinced it was. And by the end of the night, people were asking her to, like, do I'm Walking on Sunshine again? And she was like,
tacky.
I don't know. She was really sweet.
That's low rent.
Yeah.
She was great.
But she was a good sport about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she cared at all.
Well, that's good.
She has a sense of humor. Clearly, otherwise she wouldn't be.
There's so many
talking about walking on sunshine in the first place.
Right.
Trashed or not, that's a sense of humor.
That's a very specific soundbite.
Yeah. Yes. And Cher, is there any upcoming performances that you have that you want to share?
No, my next booking is Trumped Up.
Oh nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got the whole summer.
Something
off.
New. You have all cooked up?
I'm working on new ideas. I have a couple things that I'm like tossing around. I haven't settled anything yet.
Well, I can't wait to see you bring to Coney Island 10 p.m. September 16th. Femme, any upcoming? Well, we did say, you know, we did mention
August 4th.
Yes, and any other?
I'm appearing in Match Game at Sidewalk. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Cafe on Thursday. It's like Match Game, but live.
Mm-hmm. This will be airing after that, though.
Oh, that's perfect.
In Alphabet City?
Yeah.
Is okay. That's
perfect.
Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So you go there, it's no money, and you play games. You write down answers to what you think the panel will say.
Wait, and you are rocking Trumped Up.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't assume
seriously.
I'm in every show.
Yeah.
So I have to bring something
10 p.m. September 16th in Coney Island. Put it in your calendar.
Different. Maybe I am. What's his name?
Falcor.
No.
Mooch? The new guy?
The old new guy?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Victor?
Well,
I know you're also in the New York Burlesque Festival.
Ooh, yeah. And you just won a big award.
I participated in the Pennsylvania Burly Picks Regional, and I won Master of Comedy.
Congrats.
Yeah.
And with a digital get down with my laptop act.
Oh, I love that song. It's so great.
That song is on my work playlist now, and every time it comes on, I just picture you wiggling your toes.
That's all I want. All I want is for when somebody hears a song.
Yeah, and that crazy terry cloth bathrobe is like.
Yes. Yes. And eating
it's
the cereal.
It's a very comfortable act, I have to say.
I like when you eat the cereal. I know you sometimes change it and it's chips.
It depends. So, I mean, I've even done pizza.
Cheese fruit.
Well, did like a box, like a frozen, like not frozen, like a box of like a local pizza that the audience would recognize as like across the street.
Yeah.
You gotta mix it up. I'm also producing White Elephant. We'll be at Coney Island for our own show on August 19th for We Burlesque at the Beach. My first Coney Island production.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fucking
you're
awesome.
Gonna have a great time.
It's gonna be
a lot
of fun.
Oh, it's your first one. Get
the
out of
production,
here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've been. And
at Coney.
Welcome to the club. Yay.
Yeah.
Coney's the best.
I mean, I'm very happy whenever I get to work at Coney.
It's a really good experience, I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Just make people come out.
I'll work on it.
Oh,
well. Just make them do it.
I'll just make that happen.
and folks, if you like what you hear and you enjoy listening to censorship-free radio, please visit radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, and you can pledge as little as $1 a month. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to Fallen Woman, listeners, and guys in the house. Thank you so much for making this beautiful part two happen.
Woo! Tonight's episode was sponsored by Roger the Box Turtle.
You mean Mickey the Red Ear Slider.
You're such a mess.
I love you guys.
Cocaine for my friends.
What was that quote? It was doing coke and loving God. Yes. Here's to the doing coke
story.
And loving God.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that has to be the title. It
seriously.
Does.
I'll take a long hit any day though. You'll
long
hit over bumps for me.
Yeah, I've never had bumps or anything.
Well.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend a lonely night. Baby, oh, I know, dreaming of a song melody in my memory. And I'm once again with you. When the love was new, oh, baby, it's just an inspiration, baby, baby. That was long ago. Now my consolation, it's in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms, baby, baby. The nightingale still is very near. A paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, oh, baby, in my heart, it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love refrain, mama, love refrain.
Set the world on fire. That is my one mad desire. I'm a devil in disguise. Got murder in my eyes. Now I could see blood running through the street.
My name is Velocity Child, every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman, a weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon through provocative opinions, seductive humor, candor, and song.